This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on a patient named Manda Etheridge, Etheridge is the last name, Manda, M-A-N-D-A. The date seen was May 4th, 2022, and the place was a private residence. The paragraph is Etheridge is 46 and resides in her own home. She does have help in her home period. She is quadriplegic with some use of her arms, but not well with her fingers. And her legs are completely paralyzed, period. She was recently in the hospital twice, period. First time she had collapse of her left lung with severe atelectasis, but that opened up, period. She went home on the Monday about 3 to 4 weeks ago and came back on that Thursday, period. She's in congestive heart failure, and this is treated, period. She again had periods where her left lung had collapse of fluid or atelectasis, period. In November of last year, she had a bronchoscopy, but the collapse recurred, period. There's no pathology that was found on that initial bronchoscopy, period. The paragraph, she gradually improved, period. She was treated for the congestive heart failure with Lasix, period. The Lasix has since been increased down to 40 milligrams twice a day, period. She, for the most part, has her wounds healed, but the one in the dorsal of the right foot where an IV site was is becoming a bit macerated and excoriated, period. They are using triple antibiotic and collagen at the present time, period. She was being seen by a home care nurse and a caregiver, period. She monitors her own oxygen saturations, and if that goes down, she adds Lasix, which often helps take care of things, period. New paragraph. She's on trach mist most of the day, and she has a tracheostomy. And from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m., she's on the ventilator, period. Her caregiver leaves at 1 a.m. and another one comes at 9 a.m., period. The rest of the time, there may be someone in place, including her old friend, period. New paragraph. She's stable with respect to hypothyroidism and unchanged with respect to her quadriplegia, period. She's much more awake and alert and oriented now than when she was in the hospital, period. She has a urostomy stoma and self-catheterizes herself through that, period. Sometimes there's pain there, period. She had a motor vehicle accident in around late 2007, and that resulted in a quadriplegia, period. It's noted that she had many clots in her legs, and there was a 19-hour surgery to remove some of the clots, which was accomplished, but after that she was blind in the left eye, period. She only sees through her right eye, period. She has a history of depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease, fatigue, tracheostomy, pressure ulcer, then for the most part they're healed, period. She has a colostomy, period. Then Eliquis for deep vein thrombosis, period. New paragraph. Today she is not too short of breath and is feeling a little bit better and is relatively comfortable, period. There have been some medication changes since the time I saw her last during the home visit, period. She's using now Duoneb as a nebulizer as opposed to just albuterol, period. Her Lasix had been increased to 40 milligrams BID, period. She remains on aripiprazole for depression. Period. She gets nauseated frequently and is on Zofran, period. Review of systems currently, no headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea right now, but she gets nausea easily, period. No abdominal pain, She has various joint pains in her legs, period. Paragraph review. I mean, past history is positive for multiple problems, including the quadriplegia from the accident, neurogenic bladder, hypertension, chronic midline back pain, infibulina cava stenosis, polynephritis, UTI with sepsis, anterior cord syndrome, and the cervical spinal cord, possibly C4, depression, anxiety, stress, and urge, urinary incontinence, hypothyroidism, hepatitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, tracheostomy is in place, she had a stage 4 pressure ulcer in her back and in her groin, which has been resolved, his IVC filter, colostomy, motor vehicle accidents, renal calculi, deep vein thrombosis, blindness in the left eye, anemia. In paragraph, family history, father had cancer, mother had father had myocardial infarction. New paragraph, examination. She was not distressed, she was awake and alert, and had total insight into what's going on. Blood pressure 96/58, pulse 81, O2 saturation 98%, respiratory rate 18, head and neck, well, mucous membranes are normal, ears always inspection, neck has no nodes, no thyromegaly. The left eye is blind. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No gallop, no murmur. Trace edema, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS, she's paraplegic, there's absolutely no movement in her eyes, period. Pain levels are both normal except the blind left eye, period. Sensation is diminished in the legs, and she has slight sensation in upper extremities. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or fusion, and she does have back pain. Skin is exfoliation in the dorsum of the right foot, but not severe, and there's no deep ulcer, period. It seems to be worsening a bit, period. Mental status is oriented with normal affect today, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, this Etheridge had lung collapse due to severe atelectasis, possibly fusion, period. That appears much better, period. He needed suction in the hospital as well as positioning, period. She gets suctioning here and gets help, and she does have oxygen available, period. He has respiratory failure and is on the ventilator at nighttime, and when she's awake, she's on CPAP, period. Two, she has chronic congestive heart failure, which is stable for the most part, but her Lasix has been increased 40 milligrams BID because she was in heart failure on that second admission. Three, she has quadriplegia with some movement of her upper extremities except for her fingers. And this is baseline, period. And it's due to a motor vehicle accident, period. She has a colostomy and a ureostomy, period. She sees a urologist in Henry Ford who recommends a CT of the abdomen and pelvis to see how the positioning of the ureostomy, period. New paragraph, I will order that, period. New paragraph, she has hypothyroidism, and I will continue. 11th hyroxin, 25 micrograms daily, period. She has chronic pain, including the back. Alkalinity morphine sulfate ER, 15 milligrams twice a day, period. She has respiratory failure in the trach. and gets frequent wheezes and has many secretions, and she's on Duonab twice a day. Period. She had multiple blood clots and anemia, Pixaban, 5 milligrams. And she only takes it twice a day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because of bleeding, period. She has a tendency to hypertension, and will continue, might have done 10 milligrams 3 times a day, period. Mm-hmm. She has a wound in the dorsal of the left foot and is getting triple antibiotic and collagen. I'll continue this period. Okay. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.